This is the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. These are your hosts, Chloe and Natalie. So hope everyone is enjoying their Thursday, doing that back to school daily grind, all that fun stuff. Yeah, you've been back this week, Chloe. How's that been?
It's been okay. I've only had like one class so far. Yeah, I'm going to miss the summer a lot. What did we do? We went to see Daughtry at the Peony at the end of August, which was a lot of fun. And Tyler Shaw as well, local
Coquitlam-born singer-songwriter who will be coming back to Vancouver in, I want to say,
October, November.
Opening for Kelly Clarkson at Rogers Arena.
Yeah, but he's a great acoustic pop electric with a bit of like synth in it as well, I guess, with House of Cards. Really, he sounded really great live. I definitely recommend checking his music out. But we have some new great tracks for you today.
Yeah, and we'll also be premiering a new song by a fantastic Langley band called the Sylvia Platters, who were kind enough to allow us to do so. So you can stay tuned for that a little later on in the show.
The first song we have up for you is Two Hearts Set on Fire by Sean Hook. I believe he's actually born in BC. He has some great kind of poppy tracks. You might have heard some of his songs on the radio before. I know his track A Million Ways has been getting some airtime as well. But Two Hearts Set on Fire is from Cosmonaut and the Girl, and one of my favorite songs off that album. So hopefully you like it.
Like shooting stars that only we can see.
Two hearts set on fire.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie speaking, and if you missed the beginning of our show, the first track that we played was Two Hearts Set on Fire by Sean Hook, and the track that you guys just heard was called These Lines Are Drawn in Black, and that is by a Vancouver alt-punk band called Elizabeth. And yeah, that was off their April 2011 album, Hazards, Horrors, and Liabilities. They're actually working on some new music now as well, so I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully they have some great new kind of indie rock tracks in store. Yeah, so the next song that we are going to play is called Till We Are Found by Samantha Savage Smith. She is a Calgary-based singer-songwriter. She actually took part in the Peak Performance Project Alberta last year. And yeah, that's off her January 2015 release, Fine Lines, which is a really great collection of kind of feel-good indie folk rock tracks. I definitely recommend checking that out. And if you would like to see her live, she'll actually be playing in Vancouver on September 19th at the Imperial alongside Hayden and Chad Van Galen. So yeah, once again, this is Till We Are Found by Samantha Savage Smith.
What would you say? Would you feel sorry? If you could see me one last time, how would you feel? Would you cry for the first time?
I would scream at the top of my lungs, 'cause you know we were wrong from the start. I'd say take back everything you said that you did.
take you back, you know I should. And I would go to the ends of the earth just so you'd know that every heart falls apart. And if you'd let me take you back, you know I should. And I would go to the ends of the earth just so you'd know.
Welcome back. This is Chloe speaking, and the song you just heard was Wrong from the Start by To Be Juliet Secret. Great kind of, what would you call them? Acoustic.
Piano pop.
Yeah, piano pop. I used to listen to them a lot. I don't know how long
ago. I don't know
ago.
What happened, right?
5 years ago, maybe? Around then? They had some great songs. It was comprised of a brother-sister duo, and it was a band, though. They're from Michigan, I believe. Are we going with Michigan on this one?
I think.
Yeah, it says MI.
Chloe doesn't know her state abbreviations.
I don't. I need to brush up on those.
Or learn them, rather.
Anyways,
you never learn
them. No, I don't think they're very active anymore. They might play some shows if they're still individual musicians. But if you go check out on YouTube, they have a Facebook page that's still up, and you can listen to some of their songs there. Also on iTunes. That's where we got some of the music from.
Okay, cool. So the next song that we have for you guys is by a band called Air Combat. They are a local post-punk, post-hardcore band with members who have cut their teeth in projects including Sharks on Fire, Fighting for Ithaca, A Cold City Night. So this is their second single they released called See You Later, Kina. Just a short little disclaimer here, there is a swear word or two in the track, so if you don't really want to hear it, maybe turn down the volume for a couple minutes. But yeah, I was digging deep into their Facebook page, and back in July they announced that they would be working on a 6-song EP slated for a fall release, so hopefully that still stands. And yeah, they'll also be playing a show next Wednesday, September 16th at the Astoria, alongside One and the Same, Hello World, and Double Standards. Doors are at 8 p.m. and covers only $5 if you want to check that out. So, yeah, once again, this is See You Later, Kina by Air Combat.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Natalie speaking, and the song that you just heard was Sacrifice by Francesca Belcourt. She is a London-born, Cortes Island-raised, and Vancouver-residing songwriter and producer. That track was off her latest album, Zongs. It's like songs with a Z. And yeah, she has a very kind of dreamy synth-based sound. Pretty nice stuff. What song are you going to play next?
The next one we have for you is called Punks Grown Up by Silver Matter. They are a BC noise pop shoegaze band, and the track is off a six-song cassette that will be coming out this fall, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Here is Punks Grown Up.
Holding back for now. here before. We roll around your bedroom floor, paralyzed. But when I hear you calling, I keep on falling. We roll around your bedroom floor, paralyzed. But when I hear you calling, I keep on falling.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
Listen, kid, the 8th Annual Accordion Noir Festival runs from September 10th to the 13th, featuring New York's Angelica Negron doing electronic pop songs, the classical toy accordion. Album releases by Wendy McNeil, who traveled from Alberta to Spain, Love, and Jeff Berner, who traveled from Carisdale to East Bend for the accordion. Plus all ages performances, accordion repairs by Montreal's Melodona, free workshops, and more. For venues, dates, and times, visit AccordionNoirFest.com.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio. The song that you just heard before those short announcements was Falling, which is the newest collaboration between Marcus James, he's a local producer, DJ, songwriter, also singer-songwriter Gabriella Geneva, and they co-wrote the song alongside another local artist, Kyle Stibbs. Yeah, I really like that song. It's brand new. I really like the keys element, and also Gabriella Geneva's voice is quite suited to the track, I think. Like, we are familiar with her work. Before she was a solo artist, she was part of a band called Green Tree. And yeah, she has a really great vocal range, I think, and her voice is kind of suited for lots of different types of music. Yeah, what are we going to play next?
We have a song to premiere now.
Yeah, so there's a Langley power pop outfit called the Sylvia Platters, and they were kind enough to allow us to help premiere their brand new song. It's called Bose Lagerstrasse. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
I think you did it well.
You don't know German, so I don't trust your judgment. But yeah, it's a brand new song. It's off the band's forthcoming debut album, Make Glad the Day. The release date is to be announced, but they should be announcing it shortly, so definitely keep an eye out for that on the band's social media pages. But the track was written about and is named after a student housing building in Germany in which one of their band members, Nick, stayed at. And yeah, the song has a very upbeat, kind of summer romance, laid-back kind of vibe. And once again, this is the premiere of Bose Lagerstrasse by the Sylvia Platters. We hope you enjoy the song as much as we do.
It's not quite. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The track you just heard was Roll On by Foxglove. They are a folk pop trio from Victoria. Beautiful harmonies, as you can tell. The track was produced by Sam Weber and will be on their upcoming EP to be released this October. Okay, and we have a couple more songs for you guys today. We're Not Going Down Without a War by Assemble the Skyline. So they're a California rock band. Right now they're on indefinite hiatus. The track was off their latest release, Assemble. But they're one of the bands that we hold near and dear to our hearts. We saw them at our first live concert back in 2011 out in Seattle at El Corazon with a couple of other awesome acts that we've played for you before, Pharaoh Fighter and Sunderland. One of the great things about Assemble the Skyline is that they had two male vocalists, so they're kind of
played off each other very well.
Luke and Max.
And it's nice to see that they're all still, although the Assemble the Skyline isn't really a thing anymore, they're all still doing their own individual projects, whether it be solo or in other bands. So it's nice to see that they're still in music.
And, like, supporting each other, and that's always awesome to see from an act that you used to listen to.
Like, basically they didn't end on bad terms or anything. They're all still really good friends. I think it would be sad if they weren't.
We can hope for a reunion show one of these days, yes, but that will definitely be not here.
Yeah, because considering they never played Vancouver when they were a band. But that's okay. Seattle's close enough for us. Okay, so once again, this is We're Not Going Down Without a War by Assemble the Skyline. We hope you enjoy.
Should have seen this coming, now it's eating me up. My definition of trust needs to get better. Should have known what I was doing, not just on my bedpost. Destroyed what I need most, this needs to get better. All the things you claim I never said, anxiety. Held on to every word. Now it's just me and my greatest fear.
Hello, welcome back to the Permanent Rain Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Once again, the song that you just heard was We're Not Going Down Without a War by Assemble the Skyline.
Well, we have one last track for you, but before we announce it, just want to say that you can tune into Muzak for The Observant from 2 to 3 coming up next. They do a lot of live performances and interviews, play a lot of great music on that show as well. And yeah, we are still trying to move our show so we can do it live again. We'll keep you updated on our social media pages.
It may be on a Monday or Wednesday, but that is still unconfirmed. Hopefully afternoon.
But really looking forward to a lot of new great releases coming out in the fall, getting to play that for you all. So the last song we have for you is Fire and the Flood by Vance Joy. This was a newer single he released in July, an Australian singer-songwriter. I would say he's one of the more underrated artists out there right now.
Seems in pretty terms famous of like, to me.
Oh, yeah, because you know Riptide. Like, what other music do you know by him? Well, this song's really good. It's gaining some traction, I think, recently. Well, it is kind of like a summer song, but kind of a great, I would say, folky indie pop vibe. So, yeah, here is Fire and the Flood by Vance Joy. Thank you so much for tuning in. And
we'll see you in a couple weeks or so.
I was only walking through your neighborhood. Saw your light on, honey, in the cold. I stood anywhere I go, there you are. Feel the lightness in my step. You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. Late at night, when you can't fall asleep, I'll be lying right beside you, counting sheep. Anywhere I go, there you are. Anywhere I go, there you are. She said, boy, when you know you're